Greetings to each one in the precious name of Jesus Christ. This week we have been looking at the book of Hosea, and I must admit it's kind of a bleak book of the Bible. I can see why those prophets were not people that were well-liked, especially to the sinners. I need to think of Elijah, how he said to the Lord that he has been jealous for the Lord, but he is alone, and God told him, no, he is not alone. There are many that have not bowed to Baal. But as we look at the book of Hosea, and we see what Hosea was prophesying to the tribe of Ephraim, which was the northern tribe of Israel, I can understand why he was not well liked, why the people did not receive the message well, because it was doom and gloom, and they were in their sin, and they liked it, and they didn't want to change. But unfortunately, their sin is what took them down. And it's kind of a sad book. But in the end, in chapter 14, Hosea prophesies that their hearts would turn towards God. And this is what he prophesied. I believe it was the word of the Lord coming to him. He says this, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with your words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so we will render our calves of our lips. And what that word, our calves, means, like our, in the old days they would have had a fattened calf, which was the choice food that they would have served guests, or it could even mean like our best fruits, and that's what that means. So we will render the calves of our lips. We could read it this way: so we will render the best fruits, or the best choice words towards you of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. You know, they were looking at their hands and they were saying, you're our gods. So the things that they made, they called their gods, their work. You know, I think sometimes nowadays our hands can be our god, because we think that you know, it's all about the money that we make, and that can become our God. I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew of Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branch is self-bred, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do with any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. For me is thy fruit fail. You know, when you're talking about a green fir tree, It's referring to the aroma of a green fir tree. It is a good aroma. And up till now, or during this time of falling away from God, Israel was like a bad stench. They stank to the Lord. You know, sometimes something is going bad. it's rotten, and it's repulsive. We turn away from it. And but this is going to be a good smell to the Lord. Who is wise and he shall understand these things prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. So Hosea, he ends the whole doom and gloom of the book of Hosea. He ends it on a positive note, even though it was not at this time that Israel repented. They went on in their sin, and they were taken over by the armies that came in and took their cities. But they did turn. There was a time that they turned again, and that is what Hosea sees in the future, that, you know what, they will one day call their God again. And, you know, I'm not so sure, looking through Scripture, if he's not prophesying the end times. I know there's a time in the end where God says that us as Gentiles will provoke his chosen people to jealousy for what we have. You know, there's going to be a time in the end times that the tribe of Israel is going to be, it's going to appear like they're going to be wiped out. And us as Gentiles, Gentile Christians, are going to provoke them to jealousy. And I believe there's a time coming that the children, that God's children, that God's chosen tribe, which is the tribe of Israel, is going to repent. And they are going to, many of them are going to repent and recognize that Jesus is the Messiah. So it is going to end on a positive note, even though it did not during that time. But I think the book of Hosea has just it has just helped me to just ponder what happens when people just turn so wicked. It has helped me to look at sin in a different way. I know sin is wicked, but in this case it was so wicked that God himself said, I don't want them anymore. His anger almost could not be appeased. He was so angry at them. He said, you know, don't even try to talk nice to me anymore, because I'm going to wipe you out. So it's just, I don't know. There's still a lot in this book that I'm considering, that I'm pondering in my heart. And I just encourage you to sometime in your daily Bible reading, just read the book of Hosea and just see what the Lord speaks to you through it. He has spoken to me in these past number of weeks as I read through it. And every morning I just find out more what God's heart is. So Lord bless you, and thank you for praying for this ministry, and may you be blessed.